Thank you for holding. Is this Tom?
Yes, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
So you call it local what? What do you call it? Local what?
Splash. Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, like people in your area, then splash of water.
Okay.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Giselle. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling Heartland Home Improvement today?
Well, yeah, she did.
Okay. Did you have any specific questions for me in regards to our services or how it works?
Well, I really don't care how it works, and I don't care about anything else. What I care about is how much it's going to cost.
Okay.
And if it gets me on the first page of Google, what does that mean?
Yeah, so...
How long is the page? I mean, is there 25, 30 contractors on the first page, or
no.
Is there two?
There's
or
three.
Is there 10, or what?
There's three.
Well, I guess I don't understand when they're in an area that I'm in. There's probably close to, I don't know, I'm going to say probably it's low, but I'm going to say there's probably 40 roofers in our area.
Yep.
And then how could I automatically get up to the third on the page?
Well, you got to qualify for it. So Google has partners like us, and then they create a qualified candidates list. And when one of these spots opens up, they give the list to my reps, like Giselle that you were just talking to. And then we reach out to you. And if you capitalize on the spot, then you get the placement. You solicit the space. That's how Google makes their money. The business owners are just paying them for the positions as they open up.
Okay. So tell me what some of the costs are going to be.
Well,
I've been down this road before with quite a few other people, and you must know that because I probably get 5 or 6 emails a day about it.
Well, you're definitely on the qualified candidates list. I'll give you that. And when a spot opens up, they try to fill it pretty quickly. They kind of swarm the area until we close out the category. But looking at some of the guys that are up there now, Tom, like Allstate Roofing, they're paying $499 for their placement. I mean, I could get you the exact same placement, and we use the website you already built, and I could reduce it down to $299 month to month since you have about 50 years experience. That's what we're looking for.
Okay, so... Do I have to sign a contract, or can we do this month to month?
Yeah, it's month to month. Everybody we work with is coming back on their own will, Tom. We're not holding them hostage.
Okay.
Yep. So if you want to be up there, that's the going rate. It's about $10 a day with those discounts applied.
So then, I guess could you... Would I be able to see what it's like before I sign on the dotted line, you might say?
Well, we don't have you sign like any kind of long-term contract or anything like that, but there is a service agreement that you do have to sign. There's no trial period for it, but if you look up roofing in Madison, you know, you could see Allstate Roofing, Tilson Roofing Co., and Paramount Roofing and Siding. Roofing would just be one of the services that we list you for, Tom. We list you for about 15 different keyword terms or services at a time, and you have final say on all of those. So if there's a specific type of roof that you're trying to target or a specific area that you're trying to target, we'll be able to fully customize the campaign and tailor it to your business. So that way the calls that you're getting are qualified. But to say, like, if there's, like, a trial period, we don't have a trial period. But you could definitely easily look up, like, roofers in Madison, and you could see those three guys right there next to the map. That's where we'll have Heartland Home Improvement.
Okay, so you say I'd be in the top three. How long would I stay in the top three? I mean, would that be slugged?
No. Yeah, we keep you up there. That's what you pay us for, is to maintain it and make sure you're consistently showing.
Well, I mean, am I going to stay in the top three, or am I going to drop down to the top six, or am I going to go down to the top nine? I mean, because I know the big difference that makes. That you're saying now, right now, the top three. Well, that's that's pretty good. That's where I'd like to be. But
yeah, we wouldn't even be calling you. We wouldn't even be calling you if there wasn't a spot available there. But how you're going to be listed 1, 2, or 3 is going to be based on the location of the end user.
What do you mean of the end user?
Like the people who are actually searching for a roofer, if they're closer to you, then you'll be in the 1 spot. If they're further from you, then you'll be in the 3 spot. It depends on their
location. Fine with me.
Yeah, it depends on their location.
For people around my area.
Yeah, exactly.
For people around my area.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a local listing. So the only way to get you to show outside of your local area would be to pay a lot more money. We'd have to do a pay-per-click campaign. But I don't think you need that.
I don't want it.
Right. So the campaign I'm quoting you at, I mean, it can cover you up to a 40-mile radius. We could shrink it, though. We can make it like 10, 20 if you want.
No, does it make any difference in the cost, or does it make any difference in the effectiveness of it? Or?
No, the only time it make a difference in the cost is if you want to go further. If you want to go less, it doesn't make it less expensive. It's the same pricing structure because you're in the same service area technically. We can only have so many guys in the service area. But as far as the less roofs you cover, less phone calls you're going to get. You know, so
yeah.
more ground, more opportunity. But the kind of work you do, I mean, at $299, I mean, even if we're just bringing in 1 or 2 roofs a month, I mean, it's going to offset itself 10, 20 times over.
Okay, so if we feature what categories then would I be listed under?
You get to hand select those in your client interview. So you're already in a home improvement category, and then underneath the home improvement category, you have various different services. We can put you roofing, we can put you flooring, we can put you bathroom, kitchen remodel, building additions, you name it, you know? So you're going to have a lot of different options for keywords, but you get to pick those. And then the customers have to type in that keyword in order to even get your phone number and be able to call you and see you as top recommended. So that's how we make sure the calls you're getting are qualified and not somebody wasting your time. So we'll customize
it. You say keywords, and what are going to be the keywords?
You get 15 and you get to pick them, Tom. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
You get to pick them.
So we would say, well, now, if I get, if I had roofing, do I have to make a category for what we would do under roofing, or would I just, can I just list roofing as?
Yeah, you could just list roofing, or you could be very specific. I have some guys that don't do full home improvement. They just want to focus on roofs, but they'll put on there like roofing, roofing contractor, asphalt roofing, tile roofing, metal roofing, and they'll put those keywords as well, just in case the customer types in metal roofing instead of just roofing, right? They show. So you could be very specific or you could be very vague, Tom. The beauty of it is that we have a system called Google Analytics, and it lets us see data on what keywords are being searched the most. So we'll have some recommendations for you during your client interview. And then you have final say on everything. You're the one that's got to deal with them, you know?
Okay. And that is something that I'm looking for. Roofing is our mainstay. That's what we're looking to do mostly. We do roofing, and then siding is our next category that we feature.
Yeah, I mean, if you could, with the track record that you have, I mean, you'll do great with this. Just in the last 30 days, put it this way, in that 40-mile radius around Madison, there's been 1,812 searches for a roofing contractor. So I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls or clients, Tom, or that you'd even want that kind of a problem. But I can assure you that
I know.
Yeah, but I can assure you that this is where people are looking before they hire somebody.
I realize that. I'm pretty familiar with what's going on out there, but
okay.
That's why I'm asking you all these questions, because this ain't my first rodeo with this, as you might say, okay?
Gotcha. Well, we'd love to have you. It's very rare I run into somebody with as much experience as you have. And that's kind of what we want to be able to promise to the customers that are searching.
So I was thinking what we would be interested in, is there a place to where we can change our focal point? Instead of like Madison, I would imagine the focal point would probably be like downtown Capitol Square area. Is that correct?
Well, no, your focal point's going to be your address. That's going to be the center of your radius, because they send you a postcard in the mail there.
Okay, that's what I want.
Yeah, there's a little 5-digit number on the back of the card that we get from you when it comes in the mail, and then that's how you get that little red pin on the map there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That'll be your center location. And we can hide your address. We don't have to put your address up there so people show up to your house. We could hide it and just have it say
Madison. Yeah, because my office is in my home. I got a warehouse, but I wouldn't want people coming here.
Right. That's fairly common. Yeah. That's fairly common. We'll hide it for you. That's how Allstate and Paramount do it anyway, so.
Okay. So who else is on that list?
Well, it would be you if you decide to move forward today. But the other ones would be Allstate and Paramount.
Well, there must be other companies that would be below us. Is that correct?
Well, there's a lot of guys on this qualified candidates list. I mean, if you don't want it, we just keep going down the list until somebody fills the spot.
That's not what I'm asking you. I'm just asking who would I be in competition with when that list comes out. I'd like to know beforehand.
Yeah, it's Allstate Roofing and Paramount Roofing for the roofing category.
That's the only ones that's on there?
Well, there's a bunch of other ones on our qualified candidates list. That's what I'm telling you. So, like, you're on our qualified candidates, Infinity Exteriors, Aero Exterior Design, Ridgetop Exteriors, JF Exteriors, All City Exteriors. I mean, there's tons. Southern Wisconsin Roofing Co., WeatherTight Roofing. There's no shortage of you guys that qualify for the placement. You know, we're going to fill the spot today. I'm not worried about that. I'm just the guys that are actually showing up on the first page are Allstate right now and Paramount right now, and then we have a listing open. So that's what we're talking to you about right now is the opening.
Okay, so if you use my address, I don't know if you have it there or not.
Yeah, I do.
How far out does that extend?
Well,
I don't have any idea.
Yeah, it's the same. It'll cover up to a 40-mile radius around you.
Okay, so... I don't have anything in front of me, so if I go 40 miles south of me, what would be a bigger town that would come up?
Here, let me pull up the map. So, 53711 zip code, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Bigger town. See where the, you can make it clear over to Milwaukee.
Okay, how about south?
Milwaukee, hold on. Oh, just to the outskirts. It's more like Waukesha.
Waukesha.
Yeah, Waukesha. Sorry about that. I'm from California, so I don't got the Wisconsin cities down. I mean, if you go into Illinois, we could get you in, basically to the state line south, you know.
Yeah, because I don't do any work in Illinois because of
You could go all the way south.
Legal, yeah. So, okay, so it sort of be the state line there. How about going west from Madison towards, there's a town out that way. Let's see what's out that way.
Dodgeville,
yeah. How far is Dodgeville out?
Dodgeville is only like 25 miles out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Baraboo. And then going north, you got Baraboo, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Reedsburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I know where it is. Okay, that's fine. That's what I needed to know.
It's a pretty good service area.
So if we do this, then when does this go online?
Well, if we start working today, I mean, you'll see the full effects of it 30 to 45 days out. But you'll be up and running a lot sooner. As far as feeling like the full effects of it, you know, 30 to 45 days out. When I say full effect, that's covering your whole service area, you know. We got to do an individual type of programming and optimization for each city around you.
Well, okay. I mean, I say, obviously, if we go do it, you'd start at my area first and then go from there. Is that correct?
Exactly, yeah. Because they send you this pin, and the pin usually takes 5 to 7 days to get to you. We try to use that as, like, the last resort, though, sending the pin out. There's a form that they have you fill out where you send in your license, your insurance, all your required documents as a GC out here. And that's easy. I could send this to you like right now. It's every client.
Okay.
But there's about 20 questions. You know, you fill it out, you send in pictures of your paperwork. As long as you can get that in a timely manner, then we could get you up and running a lot quicker. But it's more so about you sending that in, and you already have a website, so we don't got to build a website for you from scratch. So I'd imagine you'll see results a lot quicker, like within the first month, but, you know, Google wants us to under-promise to you and over-deliver. You know, so if we tell you 30, 45, and you're up there in 15, you're not going to be mad about that.
No, I wouldn't be.
Exactly. But they don't want us to tell you, oh, you'll be up there in 10, and it takes 15, and it's a problem, you know. And it looks like we lied to you to get your business, and calls are recorded. They don't want us doing anything like that.
Well, I guess I'd be interested in trying it out. That's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, Google advertising's been the most profitable way for the last 15 years, and your 50 years experience, I mean, it's a win-win situation. We just got to put it in front of the people that are looking for you, you know?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. Can you verify the street address for me?
5821 Thrush, T-H-R-U-S-H, Lane, Madison, Wisconsin.
Or 53711?
Correct.
All right, I gotcha. All right, and I'm assuming Tom, short for Thomas?
Yes.
All right, and what's your last name, Tom? Hartland?
D-E-G.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Oh, I have it here. Dagenhart.
Hang on there. Yeah. D-E-G. Did you see it there?
Yeah, I got it. I don't know why I asked you. They sent me a whole profile with all your address. Everything's on here. Dagenhart.
Hartland comes from
where you're at.
The last word of my name. Yeah.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
This is called the Heartland around here where we live.
Right. I gotcha. Hey, thanks for giving me a break. I'm from California, so. Unfortunately, my state's gone to crap. I got a lot of people from here who moved over there.
Yep. We're about to California.
Orange County in Newport Beach.
Orange County.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You ever been out here?
Is that where all the ships? Yeah, that's where all the ships are at.
Well, San Pedro, like Port of Los Angeles, it's about an hour north of us. We're in the beach city.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're in the wealthier area, I guess you could say.
Newport Beach, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty well known, you know, if you ever, you just look up the OC, you know, I mean, that's pretty, a lot of, famous people live out here, like all the actors in Hollywood. They, you know, there's some of them that live up in Hollywood, but then there's the other group, you know, then they move down to the beach. You know, they got Malibu over there, but, you know, it's usually Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, Orange County.
What's the name of the town there where the big port is?
San Pedro has the port of Los Angeles. But there's also San Diego, too.
No, it's north. It's north.
Up
at Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's usually San Pedro is the port of Los Angeles. So it's the port of L.A., but it's actually in the city. It's called San Pedro. It's like by Long Beach, San Pedro area.
Yeah, Long Beach. That was the one, because I've been out there before.
Oh, Long Beach is beautiful. Yeah, I actually lived there for 4 or 5 years when I was a kid. It's very nice. Yeah, Long Beach is cool. That's where the Queen Mary is, the big boat.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
So we was at, and Temecula, had some friends that were from Temecula.
Oh, yeah. Temecula. My wife loves Temecula. That's where you get the good wine.
Yeah.
That's what they're known for. Yeah. They got all the vineyards out there. It's beautiful. Right. I'm going to send I'm going to send you everything in writing. You're going to get an outline of the agreement, everything we're doing for you, as well as the receipt. What's the street or the business email address?
It's TDS, like Tom doing something.
Okay.
.net.
Okay. .net. All right. Let me go and update. Okay, Tom, and how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I don't know. just put down 24-hour service.
Okay. Let you deal with them when they call, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
We don't want to accept cards.
Okay. Cash, check, only. Save. All right. So I got your business profile created, Tom. I want to schedule this client interview with you. The client interview is where we do a lot of the customization on your campaign. Now, it sounds complicated, but it's super easy. It's over the phone. They have set questions already that they'll walk you through to go through it. Usually takes 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What would be the best time today?
That's a hard question to answer. How soon would they be calling me?
As soon as you like. I mean, the earliest I could do, if you really want to get, like, dive into it, I can have them circle back with you in about 20 minutes. I just need to give them enough time to do the research and pull the keywords for the area.
All right. Just have them call me. If I can do that, that'll work.
Okay. I'm going to schedule it here for the top of the hour. So it's going to be between 11 and 12.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, let me make sure I get this spot. I like that. I like to get things rolling fast.
But I got to tell you, one thing I don't like.
Okay.
Is you guys contacted me on a local phone number here.
Yeah, voice over internet.
I don't like that.
Okay. I'll make sure we call from 877 line. Well, it's because we're on a computer. We're not calling you from a landline. They have Google Voice, and then the Google Voice usually will just have a local number, or it'll come up blank, and then we send it, or then we call through that way instead of like having you on the landline. Makes it a lot easier on me because I have a headset right now instead of having a, you know, and I got two monitors and a large computer instead of just having a.
Well, Tim, a lot of times I don't even answer those calls, so that's a big problem. So,
yeah,
you got to put yourself in my situation because we get an unbelievable number of phone calls and emails, and you just can't. I just don't answer them because I don't have time to do it. I don't have time to listen to most of their sales pitches. So
yeah, well, you shouldn't need them after this anyway either. But I hear what you're saying.
What's your landline number then? 877?
635-6225. Okay. And then if you want to call me directly, Tom, you got to hit extension 544. And I already texted that to you too. So you have that in your text there.
Okay. And what was your name?
My name is Jonathan. No, but I go by John.
Okay.
Yeah, but I spell it the Bible, like J-O-H-N.
Yep, okay.
Okay, and the last name's Hill, H-I-L-L.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting you said you spell it like they do in the Bible. That's amazing. What would cause you to say that?
Because I'm a Christian and I'm proud of it. And John
3:16.
John 3:16 was the first Bible verse I ever learned, and my dad told me, this is what your grandpa wanted, and I said, okay, because I used to hate my name, and then they taught me when I was young that I used to only hate it because it was common, and then they taught me, you know, when I was younger.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the way it's my name. I mean, it just says when I hear that, my wife and I, we're Jehovah's Witnesses, so we're attuned to people that like the Bible and that relate to the Bible because we know that, like that scripture, John 3:16. I mean, it's mankind's answer to all these crazy problems we're seeing today. And I mean, it's nuts.
Our CEO is Jehovah's Witness.
Is he really?
Yeah, his name's David Rodecker.
Wow.
Yeah.
David
Rodecker. Rodecker.
Okay, is that your CEO? Okay, that's amazing.
It's the owner. Yeah.
Well, if you talk to him sometimes, tell him to call me. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I talk to him all the time. We went to, we played mini golf on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Had the whole company out there, and we went and had a work event. He does like to travel a lot.
Congregation. No.
Okay.
Just tell him I'm an elder in the congregation. Yeah, okay. Maybe you'll call. Because I know he's probably busy as I am, but I'd like to talk to him. That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, he's a very busy guy. He's got a few different businesses. He owns a small city out here called Los Caballeros, and it's a bunch of condos. It's basically like a small city, really. It's like a community. It's got grocery stores in there and everything. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah, but when I was 20 years old, I came here after school. I did 2 years college, and I came here, and I said, hey, I really want to work here. And he said, no, you don't got no experience, and kicked me out. I said, oh, crap, and I applied again. 6 months later, they told me no, and on my way out, I saw David, and I said, you know, I really want to work for you. I know you're the owner of the company. I love your company and what you've done here, and I've been, you know, just telling my background, my story. He said, come back tomorrow. He's like, if you got the nerve to just walk up to me and talk like that, you'll do great in this business. And I've been here since. Yeah, I've been here ever since, you know. He's a big guy. He's like 6'5". He's kind of intimidating.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Well,
you can't miss him, but he's smart as they come.
He's 12 inches taller than I am. The only way that I would be 6'5", if I turned my height of 5'6" around the other way, then I'd be 6'5".
Yeah, you can't miss David. He sticks out like a sore thumb. He's tall.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right, well, so I have everything.
Nice talking with you. And
oh, we gotta secure your first month's payment. Sorry, and then we'll circle back with you here in about 20 minutes for the client interview. How did you want to secure your payment, Thomas or Tom? Sorry.
Well, you can call me either one.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I just go by Tom because it's shorter.
Yeah, I hear you. I like Tom.
Like me.
I like Tom. Tom's a good name. It's a strong name.
Okay, it's going to be a MasterCard.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same?
Yeah.
Does it have your business name on it?
No, it does not. It has my name.
All right, hold on. Let me make sure I send you.
Thomas Degenhart.
Okay.
Well,
I want to put down business invoice on there. Hold on, I got you.
Yeah,
I'll make sure you can write it off.
Yeah. Sometimes they ask for a zip code, which would be different than what it is here. It's 85120, if that comes up.
Okay. We'll see. I have to try to process it with this address, and then if it declines it, then we'd get the other address under that zip code.
No. The address could be the same. They just, you might have to process it with another zip code because we spend time in Arizona in the wintertime, so.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't blame you for that one. It gets real cold out in Madison. All right. I'm ready for you.
It's 5189.
5189.
4100.
4100.
8875.
8875.
9421.
9421. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
427.
427. Okay, and then 3-digit code on the back.
037.
037. Okay. What were you saying before I interrupted you there?
Um Oh, I was going to tell you, say it before it got cold here. This year, on the 25th of February, it was 75 degrees.
What? You guys came out to California?
Well, we was heading for Arizona at the time.
Oh, wow. And, well, maybe I'll stay a while.
And since that time, we've had like a couple of major snowstorms, and it's been down to about 20 degrees or lower.
Yeah, we're getting closer to the days, you know, because it's just been getting weird everywhere. I noticed that.
Yeah.
The weather's just weird everywhere. Like out here in California, what it's been doing for the last few weeks has really been upsetting with me, because I got little ones. And it's sunny all week while I'm at work, and then the weekend rolls around and it starts pouring down rain. Like it rained all weekend. And then now it's supposed to be 75 today. And I'm going, wow.
That's depressing. Yeah.
I'm like, I get a chance to hang out with my boys, you know, could go take about, and it's pouring. And I go, okay, can't even take them to the park or anything. So it's real frustrating.
But, kids love to fly kites.
Oh, yeah.
They love that.
Yeah, my boys.
Especially.
My boys turned into car guys, and I don't know how, because I'm not really a car guy. Like, I got one Toyota 4Runner. I got a utility vehicle, you know, and that's it. I've never been like, I don't need more cars than I need. I've never been passionate about cars, and both of them, they're just car crazy. I don't blame them, you know.
Yeah, that happens. But anyway, sometime when you have a little time with David, just talk to him about what you were saying about all these things that are happening.
Yeah.
So.
I know. They've had a few conversations, his lady, and they always come over to me. They know I went to school. I went to a big private Christian school, you know. They get in my ear every now and then, and I let them know. I'm like, hey.
Well, you know, John, when they're talking to you, they're not trying to change your religion. They just,
I know
just
that.
Want you to, they're trying to inform you of what's happening and, you know, what you can do to benefit from it. That's the thing, you know, personally. So
now that they're so everybody I met in his congregation, good people. I've yet to meet one bad one, you know, and I understand it, you know, but I just, my grandfather was pretty practically the man that raised me. His name is Fred Blodgett. It's my mom's dad. And he chauffeured Eisenhower. He was a Secret Service guy.
Oh, really, did he?
Yeah, he was his driver and for Eisenhower for his first term for 4 years. And then the guy, when he got out of the Secret Service, he became a Hell's Angel. So he was in a Christian biker gang. And by the time I was born, he was just born again. And he'd been putting that on me from when I was small, you know. And so that's the only thing. He just kind of tells me, like, oh, you know, the good people, just, you know, don't lose your faith. And I go, well, they're just talking to me about the Bible.
Yeah.
You know. And he goes, well, just stick with Jesus Christ. I'm like, okay. All right, Grandpa. You know. So
there you go.
Yeah. And I got him. He's like, you know, that's why we named you John. And I was like, all right. All right.
Well, the Apostle John, he lived longer than any other apostle. He died in 98 CE.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I went to Bible school. So they talk about how long they used to live and why we don't anymore and the stories of each individual. Yeah. So it's,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, no. I'm going to let you go. So I don't mean to hang up here. So
no, you're good. So I just want to let you know the payment cleared. You're going to get, some text and some emails to have an outline of the agreement. It'll have the, Google verification form that I was telling you we need you to fill out. And then, it's going to have like a login for your tracking system. If your other half wants to help you with that, that'd be good. Usually the women got a knack for being able to log into the online stuff. That I've noticed.
Somebody from your company is trying to call me right now.
From our company?
Yep.
Oh,
it's the same phone number they called on.
Yeah, it might be that client interview technician, but they're not supposed to call you for at least another eight to 10 minutes because it's supposed to be at the top of the hour.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. You got my number. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call in, okay?
Okay, John.
All right, Tom. You take care. Talk to you
soon. Yep.
You're welcome.
Yep. Bye.